There's a simple common sense legal principle which determines that if you murder your parent, you shouldn't be able to inherit your victim's assets. It's known as the Slayer Rule, and it appears pretty straightforward. But last year, the Western Australian State Trustee had to go to court to head off what could have been a very bizarre outcome. The lawyer Darryl Brown is speaking with Damien Carrick.
The Slayer Rule is the name given in the United States to a rule in New South Wales and Australia we'd call the Forfeiture Rule. Now, the Forfeiture Rule is a rule of public policy. It's a rule that courts have developed to basically say that some people shouldn't be inheriting. They should forfeit their inheritance. It's applied in Australia in circumstances where somebody has caused, normally deliberately, the death of another. So if I killed, for instance, my partner, then I would lose my ability to inherit from her estate.
Now, there was a very interesting case in WA late last year. It was a public trustee and Mac. Tell me what happened in that case.
Well, this is a situation where the son had murdered the mother and therefore missed out on inheriting from her under that forfeiture rule. All of her estate went to her other son. About 6 years later, the other son died. He hadn't left a will, so his assets were distributed on intestacy. That went to his brother who had killed the mother, together with another brother, another half-brother. And the issue that came before the Western Australian Supreme Court was whether or not that brother who had murdered the mother could inherit indirectly. So because the mother's estate after that 6 years still hadn't been administered, so it hadn't been distributed to the son who was able to inherit, it formed part of that person's estate, and therefore should it be going, the half that was going to be inherited by the murderer, should it go to the murderer?
The WA Public Trustee went to the Supreme Court and said, look, this doesn't sound right. This can't be right that somebody's going to inherently, indirectly benefit from killing somebody, from murdering somebody.
Indeed. And there were no cases of this type in Anglo-Australian law, so in English law, Australian law and related law. So the judge in the Western Australian Supreme Court had to go to the United States and look at what the position had been in the United States, where there had been about five different instances of this sort of thing occurring. And in each of those five instances, the United States courts had said the murderer couldn't inherit indirectly what they couldn't inherit directly.
So that's what they decided in WA, that this guy cannot get his mum's estate via his deceased brother.
That's right.
I understand that in a number of states of the USA, this Slayer Rule or this forfeiture rule has been extended to those who commit elder abuse. So in other words, if you treat your parent incredibly cruelly, or if you try to exploit them, if you try to rip them off, you can't then wait until they die and then inherit their wealth.
Yes, there's nine states in the US that have adopted that approach where the person basically has abused, financially abused the person who dies, then they forfeit their inheritance under that person's estate. Now, the benefit of that is it becomes a disincentive. It means that the person's told, well, you're not going to get it in the long run. Whatever you would otherwise be entitled to, you'll forfeit.
And presumably, Darryl Brown, you'd think it's a good idea to adopt these sorts of US-style laws?
Yes, especially in a context where it is difficult for people to be charged with crimes because people don't want to complain, they don't want to have law enforcement authorities don't want to become involved in family disputes, they may not have adequate resources to do so. Something that's going to be able to be promulgated as a message to say you won't benefit, don't do it. Something like that, I think, can be very helpful.
That's Darryl Brown, a lawyer who wants the Slayer Rule expanded to cover elder abuse as well as murder. And you can hear that interview in full on The Law Report with Damien Carrick this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN.